Yama Yerushalmi, corresponding to Yama Bavli, Daf Chos Dalad. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Testament base, four lines up from the foot of the page, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Tumas HaDeshen, Tchilas HaVoidah Shalmachahi, Vesach Lekadosh Yodah Varaglov, Minakiyo, Vemashukra B'mayim. Tumas HaDeshen is the beginning of the next day's Avoidah, and even if he was Mekadosh yesterday and engaged in Avoidah until now, he must be Mekadosh his hands and feet from the Kiyo, which was submerged in water. Yosef said, since his hands were mukudoshois at the transition from day to night, it suffices and he need not be mekadoshim again. Ravaya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, mishu magbioi hu mashkioi. Now, medium quick, Rabbi Yochanan said that right after lifting the kiyah for Tumas HaDeshen, he submerges it, lest the water be disqualified if it is not submerged at dawn. Season pliga ala b'chia, by Yosef, Kiddush Yodah V'Raglav, by Yoim, in Esach L'Kadsham, by Laila, Esach L'Kadsham, by Yoim, Divrei Rebbe. We have a question against the Bechir by Yosef from Abaisa. Rebbe says, if he was Mekadosh, his hands and feet during the day, he need not be Mekadosh at night. If he was Mekadosh at night, he needs to be Mekadosh during the day. We have a lot of Rebbe Shimon, Oimeh, Afilo, Osuk, V'Avodah, Kol, Gimel, Ein Esach L'Kadsh, Yodah V'Raglav, She'ein Helena, Peiseles, Be'odayim, Shimon said, even if he was engaged in avodah for 3 days, he need not be mekadesh because lina does not disqualify hands for shiur, I mean for finishing avodah. But for initial avodah, he must be mekadesh again. Here, Yosef patrim asnisim kiddush yadav v'raglov v'yoyim ein esach lekadshom v'layla b'shoy avodos ala b'tchilas avodos esach lekadshom v'yoyim divrei Rebbe. Rabbi Yosef answered, explained the Bais as follows. Rabbi says, if he was Mekadosh his hands and feet during the day, he need not be Mekadosh them at night for Shari Avodah, but for initial Avodah, he must Mekadosh them during the day. Rabbi Shimon Omer, I feel it also by Avodah called Gimel, Eino Tzorach Mekadosh, Yodav Raglav, She'ein Alina Peseles B'Yodayim, Shari Avodah, Yisar V'Tchilas Avodah Yisarech. Rabbi Shimon says that even if he was engaged in Avodah for 3 days, he need not be Mekadosh, because Lina does not disqualify hands for Shirai Avodah, but for Nishla Avodah, he must. Rabbi Yochanan Potter, Masnisen Kiddush Yodah V'Raglav V'Yoyim, she say, Eina Sarach L'Kadsham V'Layla, V'Shirai Avodah V'Layla, Sarach L'Kadsham V'Yoyim, Divrei Rebbe. Rabbi Yochanan explains that Rebbe says if he was Mekadosh his hands and feet during the day, he need not be Mekadosh them at night for Shirai Avodah. If he's Mekadosh them at night, he must be Mekadosh them during the day. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Afilo Osuk Ba'Avodah Kol Gimel Ein Esorach Mekadosh Yodav V'Raglav Ein Alina Peseles B'Yadayim Ben Dechilas Avodas Ben B'Shari Avodas. Rav Shimon says, even if he was engaged in Avodah for 3 days, he need not be Mekadosh because Lina does not disqualify hands, whether for initial Avodah or for Shari Avodah later on. So Fai Omer Kashem She'Ein Alina Peseles B'Yadayim Kach Ein Alina Peseles B'Kiyor. So Fai says, just like Lina does not disqualify hands, it does not disqualify water in the Kiyar, according to Rav Lozor of Shun. As Nisan Pliga, Rabbi Chalfai, Kiddush Yadav V'Raglav, V'Yoyim, Ein Sach Mekadosh B'Layla, B'Layla Sach Mekadosh, V'Yoyim, Divrei Rebbe. We will ask the question, the Baisa disagrees with Rabbi Chalfai. If you have Mekadosh his hands and feet during the day, he need not be Mekadosh at night. If you have Mekadosh at night, he must be Mekadosh in the day. This is the opinion of Rebbe. Rav Shimon says that even if he was engaged in Avodah for 3 days, he need not be Mekadosh, because Lina does not disqualify hands. But we can infer that it does disqualify water in the Kiyor. And Talmud Rabbi Yochanan says, quoting Chilfai, it means like this, that if he was Mekadosh his hands and feet, for Lina does not disqualify hands, this implies that it does just disqualify water in the Kiyor, and it depends on the transition from day to night. If the Kiyor was submerged at the time, Lina would not disqualify the water, likewise if he was engaged in a void at the time, his hands are not disqualified due to Lina. Ma, she said, B'seich Abba Amos, V'kevesh, B'seich Abba Amos, M'zbeach. What's within 4 amos that the Mishnah said? Is it within 4 amos of the bottom of the ramp? means the floor, or within 4 amas of the mizbeach at the top of the mound. Vima v'taninan ma'atijoyu b'shnayim shavim rotzim ba'olim ba'kevesh ha'do'ama b'seich ab'amos le'mizbeach. The answer is, we learned from the Mishnah, a case occurred in which two were running and ascending the ramp, this teaches that it's within 4 amas of the mizbeach. Amr Rav Yosi Rabun, b'feirish tanala v'chia kol ha'kodim es chavir b'seich ab'amos mizbeach zocha. Rav Yosi Rabun said that Rav Chia explicitly taught that whoever is first within 4 amas of the mizbeach merited. What is hetzpiyu? It is to put out a finger. If you put one, we count him. If you put two, we count him. If you put three, we don't count him. Now, the question is, what is it that we don't count him? We don't count him at all, or we don't count the extra. If someone stuck out four, we lash him with a rope attached to a stick, and the lottery is bottle. In which seem a good of a mikdash and play haramayim. We don't stick out a thumb in the mikdash, this is due to tricksters, because one can extend it or bend it back quickly, and it's not noticed. Perhaps the kohen will realize that through extending or attracting it, the court will end with him. In aimer, mimi, b'mikdash, ele b'amamuna, haya magbir, mit snuff, snuff, sorry, shu echamehem, and yodim shemenu, they didn't say from whom the count starts in the mikdash, rather the appointee lifts the hat of one of them, and they know the lottery begins with him. We should be concerned to say that the appointee decides from whom to begin, or that he will finish with his friend or relative. Now they took like a chain, he could not know the number until counting them individually. How is the lottery? It goes from right to left. Rav Bun Bar Chia said that we learn from him, but he said the one who merited the Keteres, he tells the one on his right, also you merit to take the incense pan to take coals from his Be'ach. It shows that the lottery goes to the right. Akini le small apayas mahalach azoicha zoch liyamin mutav shiyiz kedem isha ovar olav apayas shnei pa'amim mizeh shloi ovar olav apayas ele pa'am achas olvad. And the Talmidim of Yonah, quoting Rav Chavai, rejected this. The bison means that the lottery goes to the left. The one who merited the keteres, he merited also for the one to his right. It's better that this one merits that the lottery passed over him twice, that for this one to his left, that the lottery passed over him only once. Meaning the lottery passed over the one on the right one more time than the one on the left. Twice and once are merely a typical case. Ma'isa be'echad shekodam et chaveru b'seich ha'ba'amois asham ezbeach, not a chaverus asakin v'takav liboi. The case occurred in which a kohen preceded his colleague within 4 amas within his be'ach. The latter took a knife and inserted it in the former's heart. Amar levi b'tzadok, amar asa ulam, amar lehen shamuni, achi beis yisol, ksiv, ki imotzei chalal v'geime, v'yot zekeinecha v'shevtecha, anu me'echan lanu lamud min ha'echal min ha'azoris. B'tzadok stood on the step of the and Abayas, and said, hear me, my brethren, it's written, when you will find a corpse, and the elders and the judges will go out, from where will you measure? From the Hechel or the Azois? And surely, Egla Rufa did not apply, because the murder was known. He said so merely to arouse crying. Asakin. The entire nation began crying. While they were crying, the father of the one who was killed entered and said, I'm a kapar for you through my son's death. The boy is still quivering, so the knife didn't become tummy. This teaches that tumma was more severe to them than murder, to their disgrace. Don't say that they were properly appalled at murder, just they had even more sensitivity to tumma. Amma b'yochanan, b'yochan says there were 4 lotteries, even though they could have made 1 lottery for all avoiders, it was in order to publicize the matter. Rebbe says that the kohen who does Trumas Hadeshen, he could have done the addition of the menorah, clearing out the ashes and the mess of the menorah, rather in order to publicize the matter.
The
The Mishnah and Tomid say that he left the flask of oil for the menorah on the second step in front of the menorah and left. He took the flask from the second step and left. Yochanan said, why did the Kohen enter twice for Hatava, for cleaning and preparing the Neiros? Must be to publicize the matter. And Rosh Chakish rejected, he said, no, it's actually from the Torah, as it says in Shmos Lamed, Pasuk Zayin, in the morning, when he's cleaning out the candles, he shall burn it. Means, it's as if Hatava is done in two mornings, because he interrupts in between them. That's the Babaika. How can Rabbi Yochanan answer this? The answer is, Rabbi Yochanan meant, why doesn't one Kohen do Hatava and Aktava of Keteris? The answer is in order to publicize the matter.